This is Chris Carey. I want to chat with you for a minute here about how your business has gone. What happened this year for you work-wise? It's been said 100 times that because of all of the powers that be, circumstances, everything that's happened this year, it's not business as usual. It hasn't been like that for quite a while now. Which in my mind begs the question of what is it business as? And I know we've talked earlier in the year in the Get Clients Now world about what business as usual would look like. And if we're looking at reinventions, we've been reinventing business, how to get business, how to do business, how to take care of clients, how to take care of ourselves as business owners. That's been a big topic over the course of the year. So what did you do? What happened? What did you literally do about all that stuff? Did you end up finishing the to-do list you made in January? In my case, the answer is absolutely not. I also didn't really set out a huge one, but I definitely set one out and an agenda of things I wanted to achieve. And I know it didn't happen. And I'm actually okay with that because I feel like what happened this year has been much richer, much deeper, more valuable than anything I would have been able to put on a piece of paper because I didn't know what I didn't know. This year has changed all of us as business owners, and I'm suspecting there's been some aspect of that for yourself as well. This is the business year of trying something new, of reorganizing our foundation, reapproaching, rebuilding, rethinking. What kind of business do we have? Do we want to keep even trying to do it the same way? Did you make a new plan? What did you try? Did it work? Did it not work? What happened to your mindset this year? I'm tossing these questions out because I feel like we need to have a few answers and we need to have some flexibility about how we've shown up this year and what we can take from that through the end of 2021, and then, of course, starting with 2022. So as you think through what happened this year in your business, think about how we can take stock of what we've done, finish the year in a way that makes us all feel good about ourselves, helps your business feel strong and viable as well. And don't be shy about admitting the things that did or didn't work, especially under these extremely mitigating circumstances. Now's the time to finish the year with a bit of clarity and compassion for yourself, compassion for all of us who have run a business during an extremely trying time. And just understand that whatever finishing strong might look like in the past may not be what it looks like now. Whatever it looked like in the past, I think I would just get a different measuring stick out for now. So if you haven't already, just take a minute, grab a piece of paper, and jot down what you did try and what worked and what's the same, what's different, what didn't work. And just notice where your head's at. Write a little note to self, so that you can sail through the end of 2021 with a level of clarity and confidence about who you are, where you're at, what's up with your business, and how you really can close out the year feeling good about all of it.